Next item, please, 721.
Amend contract with TriMet related to operations and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system and increase funding to $7,675,379.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I don't have my talking points, but I do know that Catherine Levine is here who can cover for me.
Good morning.
I'll just do a few brief statements. In 2012, Council authorized an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet related to operations and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system. The IGA provides funding from TriMet to streetcar as an integral part of Portland's regional transit system. Each year, there is an IGA amendment in which TriMet and the city identify the specific amount of funding for the upcoming fiscal year. In 17-18, TriMet will be providing $7.675 million of funding for the operations. In comparison, in fiscal year 16-17, that amount was $7.524 million. If you have any additional questions, just let me know.
Thanks, Catherine.
Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have three people signed up: Shedrick Wilkins, Robert West, and Mary Sipe.
Very good. 2 minutes each, please.
Okay, I'll try to talk faster. I compliment the streetcar system. It will someday enable Portland, Oregon to have a county general hospital like all major cities do in the Southwest, mixed with PSU. Okay, you've got it. I was there at OMSI when Amanda Fritz and Sam Adams dedicated the circular path. And actually, then I start saying, well, this goes to OMSI, right, where kids learn science so they can be a doctor. This is all great. And so it's going to work. And just history classes, to me, there was always a war. Trolleys were first made in northwest Portland, which was kind of the center of Portland. And then they got into a war, this real estate scandal with OHSU. So there's been this war going on for a long time between, actually, Good Sam wanted to have a university, Good Samaritan Hospital. And that's where they made the streetcars. And then what happened was is OHSU, and then what happened is people went out in the suburbs and they drive. And in the future, you're going to hear me bash the Wells Fargo Bank because they bankrolled suburban houses so people could drive into Portland. But finally, we got this answered. It's not relevant. In fact, African Americans in North Portland at the Lloyd Center can get on a if their kids are sick, go down to this. They should actually make it a county general hospital. People don't know this in Oregon. You do not have surgical residency in this state. Dr. John Kitzhoffer had to go to Colorado. All we do here at OHSU is basically dentistry and pharmacy. We should have a main medical school here, and it should be right on the waterfront. And you got it, and you've got OMSI right across the bridge. Everything's set up. So for us to have a major county medical hospital and where everybody has access, where they don't have to take a tram, right, up on a hilltop, that was all part of a railroad scandal in 1907.
Thank you. Perfectly timed. Good morning.
Okay. That testimony just really took me by surprise. I worked at OHSU. We do have a medical school, and we do have residency programs at the medical school for surgeons and neurosurgeons and all kinds of things. And maybe it's not a county hospital or anymore, but anybody who is low income, does not have funds, can apply for financial assistance and receive their care free there. In fact, after I worked there, this isn't about the streetcar, but just I had some extensive surgery, and my bills were over $100,000, and I was uninsured at the time. And just like any other citizen of Portland, I was able to receive my care at OHSU, and they accepted what the insurance paid and wrote off the rest of it. So just to counteract that. Quickly about the streetcar, I support anything that supports funding the streetcar and keeping it going. There was so much controversy about the benefits of the streetcar, and I want to say I lived right on the streetcar line while it was being built, watched it, and until I retired, I rode it downtown every day to work. I do not own a vehicle. Many of my neighbors, we do not own vehicles. We can't afford them. I ride here on Wednesdays on the streetcar. That streetcar takes me almost every place I need to go on this side and on the other side of the river. I just cannot believe what an incredible public service it provides to people like myself and many of my neighbors, and I just want to say, keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Robert West with From the Police 911, and I find it interesting that we're always finding ways of getting money for all these organizations and stuff, which sounds really good, like the streetcar. The problem is you still got people that are low income, people that just got out of jail, people that can't afford to ride the transit system, and you got these tactical ticket checkers that go around and make sure that they write people tickets and send people to jail for not paying their fare. And I don't. If you're going to pay the fares, then the city really shouldn't be putting that money in. They should be spending more on people that, you know, allowing people that don't have the money, people that have emergencies and stuff like that, people that just get out of jail to be able to ride for free. It just baffles me about how nice the city of Portland is, but if you got some low-income lady that doesn't have any money and her daughter's sick and she wants to catch the bus to the hospital, she could risk a huge fine taking her daughter to the hospital if she doesn't have the money. And to me, that's heartless and that's cowardliness. And the city needs to bring that stuff up, too, when they start considering all this extra money for TriMet. And TriMet's spending an awful lot of money on transit police. The transit police really are not making anything safer. I'm talking to people that actually are more scared seeing people on board the buses and trains with guns. And the little package that was left, well, my understanding, there was officers already on that train, you know, listening to the scanner. Apparently they didn't scare the person off the train. They had to go a couple more stops.
Good morning.
My star staffer, my first question is, where is this funding coming from? The $7 million that's being spoken about, where is it coming from?
TriMet.
TriMet is providing that money? And how much of that money do we know is going to reinforce this line with transit police? We don't know, which means that some money, which means that this is another backdoor way for the Portland police to get yet more money out of the city because they're all ridiculous and don't know how to spend $10 million that was given to them, and they're out of money now. And every single time we come here and there's another thing for TriMet and there's another budget discussion with TriMet, I know and you know that that is a backdoor method that the Portland police use to get more funding for them so that they can increase law enforcement on the transit lines, which in turn puts vulnerable communities, especially and specifically people of color, at extreme risk. Terrell Johnson. I mean, for real. What?
Excuse me. You know what? That's no,
right.
Please, that is a disruption.
No, he's right, though. $2.50. If you don't have that in your pocket, $2.50 could get you killed. He's right.
Mr. King was arrested over 30 times.
Continue, Star.
We're all elected to terms.
I understand that you don't like the interruptions, but he is right. And he is a person of color who's extremely concerned about his safety on these transit lines because of the increasing...
communities that hate the city of Portland, that don't understand the culture of Portland.
This is your time.
That's what I'm talking about. He you can say he's one voice, but really he represents pretty much the majority of people of color in the city who are just absolutely terrorized by the Portland police. We have to, I'm just going to go a couple seconds over. We are having to rearrange our schedules and arrange for rides and crowdsource the funds to drive people of color from one area to another because they're too scared to take transit systems. They're too scared to let their children even wait at the bus stop because of the police. Because of the police and their relationship with these alt-right hate groups and their relationship in turn with TriMet.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I wasn't going to come up here to speak, and I can't not, because one of the things that we have to do, those of us who are white and privileged with our voices, knowing that we're not going to get killed on TriMet by TriMet cops, have to speak up for people who are getting killed. Not people who might get killed, but people who are getting killed. Things didn't start here going downhill with the murders a month ago. This has been going on. The terrorizing of community of color in Portland has been going on for decades. And I just wonder when we're going to stand up as the city that works, and say, we're going to remove cops from terrorizing positions of people of color. We're not going to add cops to TriMet because we white people think that that's what's necessary to prevent murders. That's a white perspective. The reality is that black people are getting killed or thrown off or jailed from TriMet rides because they're black and because the policies are coming from white people.
Terrell Johnson. Say his name.
So we need to reinstate free rides for poor people. That was awesome. I can't believe we got rid of that. It was one of the worst moves we ever made. Adding more TriMet cops and other cops to TriMet rides, it's a terror campaign. And just because we white people who make white policies for white cities think that it's going to prevent something doesn't make the thought process correct, because it's an incorrect thought process. What these cops do is terrorize the black community. We are a part of that community. As white people in that community, we get calls to help people get from here to there because, like Star said, they won't ride on the buses anymore.
Thank you.
Terrell Johnson. Say his name.
Thank you.
Terrell Johnson. Say his name.
Terrell Johnson.
Is there any other public testimony on this item?
That's all I said. Yep.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Mayor, this ordinance also contains an increase for streetcar operators, reflecting the COLA for this year. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
I just like to address a couple of the issues that were raised, although they're not extremely pertinent to this particular ordinance. I agree we need to have sliding scale fares. I am concerned about the impact of petty municipal violations like not paying a fare, and the disparate impact on low income and communities of color. And I would like some clarity on transit police. I think there's a lot of confusion in the community, and frankly, I'm also confused as far as who's policing TriMet and where the officers who were involved in the Terrell Johnson shooting were employed. My understanding is they're transit division, but they're not transit police. Does anyone have clarity on that?
I would be happy to get you or any other city commissioner a briefing on the TriMet security arrangement. It's
okay.
A multi-jurisdictional arrangement, and I'd be happy to get you that information. It's not pertinent to this ordinance.
Aye.
It's a separate issue. And I'm I would be happy to get you whatever information you want. If you leave an email address, I will make sure I give you detailed information, more than you can stand on the information. Yes.
Aye.
Fritz.
And I believe that that contract does come to council separately, so there will be
It is a separate publicly. It's a contract that is voted on publicly. It's been voted on publicly. It's fully disclosed, like all the other contracts we pass.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, please.